The state universities, the three state universities, Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, have understood that they need to be providing services in Northwest Iowa. So last year, they established the Northwest Iowa Regents Resource Center, which is a collaboration between those three and the two community colleges in Northwest Iowa. I serve as the liaison, basically, between the two community colleges and the three state universities. And one of the things that the regents have asked for is, what is it that we can be delivering? What is it that would make an impact in Northwest Iowa that could help, that we could provide that is shortfall? And one of the areas that we've identified was economic development, and especially some of the IT support for area businesses. So we worked with the University of Iowa, which has a program that started last May. We're going out helping small businesses with their information technology needs. And the University of Iowa has decided to put a full-time person here in Sioux City at the Western Iowa Tech campus to provide that IT support. So this is one of the projects that the Northwest Iowa Regents Resource Center has worked in collaboration with the University of Iowa to deliver here in Northwest Iowa.
So the Regents Resource Center, this is not the first collaboration, first project they're doing, and there's some others that are also going on right
We
now.
have a number of academic programs and some other outreach efforts that we're undertaking. One of the things that we're working with Iowa State University in delivering geographic information systems training here in Sioux City. The University of Northern Iowa has an entrepreneurship program that they're working with Woodbury County, Plymouth County and Monona County here in Northwest Iowa to help break down the barriers and help assist entrepreneurs set up business in this part of the state. So these are some of the projects in addition to some online programs, online degree programs that people can get here in Northwest Iowa from the state universities. But this is a key piece because we actually have a full-time person working on behalf of the University of Iowa, working with community colleges and delivering services in Northwest Iowa.
So the universities win by having a presence here, and the community here wins by being able to tap into the expertise that they can provide us.
And we increase the educational opportunities for students, whether they're traditional community college students or people who want to do a transfer to the four-year universities. Absolutely.
And Craig, can you kind of explain a little bit of a nutshell what this UI Partners is going to be doing here at Western Iowa Tech?
Yeah, I can do that. First of all, I'd like to say I'm really excited about this partnership with the University of Iowa and Witt Community College. And really, there's two goals in mind here with this partnership. Number one is we want to help small businesses with 50 or fewer employees with their IT needs. Many of those businesses don't have an IT budget or internal IT support, and some of them may be just starting out. And they've got a lot to think about just in their business, not necessarily their IT part of their business. And so we're looking to help those types of companies. Secondly, not lastly, we're also looking to help the students with some real-world experience. It's a little bit different leaving the classroom and going out and working with businesses. And this is going to be a great opportunity for them to have a paid internship, as well as get some really real-world experience that they can add to the resume. So when they're ready to get out, hopefully they'll be employed by some of our local IT companies.
So I guess starting looking at the businesses first, they benefit because they probably gung-ho, they know their business, they know their craft, they know what they're doing, but they may not know what all it's going to take for record keeping and communication and all that on that end.
Yeah, that's correct. And the technology changes so fast, it's pretty hard to keep up with it. There's all sorts of aspects to it, whether it be data management, data backup, updating operating systems, viruses, malware, spyware, all that stuff that gets on our computers on a daily basis if we go to the wrong sites. Those are things we're going to be able to help them with. Web development is another thing. Less than 50%, I believe, of the businesses here in the Siouxland area have a web presence. This is going to help. We can help build a website for them, a 1 or 2 page site that can give them a presence. It can be more elaborate if they so choose, but really give them an opportunity to have that web presence and also be able to administer that site because they need to keep updating their content. And we can help with that type of training for the business owners so they can they're able to update the content on their own.
And if they wanted to contact you, they could start off, have you come out and get a free, absolutely free assessment. This is what I need, and can you tell me how do I get there? So that'd be a free service that you'd provide?
Yeah, we offer a free assessment. Whether it's a website or a network, we'll come up with two or three different solutions for the business owner. It may be simple as us just doing an assessment and then pointing them in the right direction for those services. You know, we can be more elaborate with some of our solutions if we need to get programmers to help develop apps that integrate with their website. That's also a possibility as well. So depending on the project, this assessment is absolutely free.
And then give them different options that might be different levels of cost and all that, I suppose, too.
That's correct. Yep.
And for on the student's end, that's a real benefit for the student, too. They may have spent a lot of time in the classroom, and in theory, this is how it works, but then go on site to a business, and they'll have to deal with personalities and business owners and stuff like that, and it'll be some good hands-on experience that they can take on into the future.
Yeah, I think it's crucial to building the resume. That's what employers are looking for is experience. And so, you know, I would say if businesses are interested in our services or an assessment or students, you can contact us at uipartners.uiowa.edu and just simply go to the Sioux City location and click apply now. Or if you're a business owner, you can send an email to myself. I also have a link on there for my email, and we will look at, you know, helping those businesses with their IT needs or doing an assessment at least for them.
And this is kind of unusual because you're actually going to be here year round here on the campus of Western Iowa Tech.
Yep, I'll be at the Western Iowa Tech location. I've been I'm not a native Siouxland, but I've been here for 20 years in the Siouxland area, so I will be here on a regular basis.
And if they forget the email address or something, they could probably come out to the Security Institute and track you down probably.
Yep, they sure can.
And Steve, this is you're kind of coordinating this with the Regents. Mm-hmm. And if people had any questions about this service or the other Regent services, they can contact you here?
Yeah, they can give me a phone call at the Western Iowa Tech address, or they can go to the Northwest Iowa Regents Resource Center webpage, which is nwirrc.org. We also have a Facebook account where we're promoting things like what the University of Iowa has done with this University of Iowa Partners program. I'm really excited about this opportunity to deliver state-level services here in Northwest Iowa. It's a great collaboration between the University of Iowa, Western Iowa Tech. It takes a lot of trust to turn these things over to the Western Iowa Tech students, but the University of Iowa has that confidence. We want to make sure that we extend that opportunity to area businesses and seize an opportunity to pull state resources. That's really what the Northwest Iowa Regents Resource Center is about, is bringing the talents and tools of the state universities here to Northwest Iowa. And if people want to transfer, we can help them with transferring from Western Iowa Tech to one of the state universities and find ways to do it online so they don't necessarily have to move in order to get these services. But it's great to have people to contact here, and we have it both with Craig and at the academic side with the Regents Resource Center.
And you're also office at the Security Institute?
I'm actually at the administration building, and so I'm right in the main, just off the main entrance at the Western Iowa Tech campus.
Easy to find, too.
Absolutely. And if people want to talk transfer, Susan Grau is right in the admissions office itself.
All right, Steve, Craig, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.